Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barber, and with me is Nicola Bird. And today we're going to talk about inertia, specifically the overcoming the inertia of just starting. So some people feel frozen in place and can't even get going, can't even put the first foot forward on the program, just getting going. And I know that some people who've been on the program for a while still feel that. They still feel moments where they're like, you know, they've made a big transformation and they're kind of in a now what stage, or they've taken a break or backed off how hard they push, and now they feel that inertia all over again. So we'll talk about that later, because that's a sustainability thing. But in general, but it's worth listening today because it's going to be a lot of the same stuff. That inertia seems to always be there.
Yes.
If we get really acute, like on a daily basis, there's not really anything driving me to go to the gym today. Like it's been 20 years now for me, and I still have to come up with reasons to get there. It's not like, nothing's, like I'm not, there's no like force dragging me to the gym. The only force dragging me is to Tim Hortons for another donut. Like that's like, if I just let it like take me somewhere, I'm going to land somewhere that's got food. I'm not going to land in the gym. So that's like, I have to overcome some inertia every single day still to get to the gym. And same thing, there's some inertia there that I have to overcome. It just is. And it's just going to be like that forever. Now, it probably feels way bigger the very first time you start, or when you start maybe a new program or a new initiative. There's that huge sort of feeling of overcoming the very first step. And it probably lightens up a bit because you start building the habit. I mean, I suppose I have a feeling of, if I don't go to the gym for 2 or 3 weeks, I start feeling something feels wrong. Like I'm assuming I've built enough of a habit to sort of want to go there. But on a daily basis, it's still, you know, I still have to force it, so to speak. It's not like it just takes effort. I don't know how else to say it. Now, the effort probably is a lot less than it was when I first started, but there's still some, right? So there's this overcoming the inertia is normal. I guess it's normal for us to sense that we have to overcome that to get there.
I mean, I think that when you said, like, you know, even if you're the hard, just starting the program, just getting off the ground, and then, but that feeling of getting off the ground, like you said, I think it carries through for years, like, especially if you've like fallen off the bandwagon and been a bit, you're back to the same point of starting over, or you start a new program. It always feels, it has that kind of feeling, I'm starting over again. You have to go through the same kind of process of getting back on and keeping going. So you're right. Inertia is quite the thing. And I think that, I mean, well, we are species, we can be really lazy. Like, it's easier to think that you can just lie there and do nothing. Yeah. So it's very seductive. And I know, like, I was sick for a little bit, and then time to restart my program and get back on. And the first thing that, and I know you're talking about the habit, I have a habit of exercising in the whole nine yards. But that moment of having not had to do anything for a while and not having to be disciplined, and all of a sudden it did feel like starting all over again. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing to me how my mind just started churning up negatives about it. That it's too hard. It's too much. It seemed to be like this torture feeling. It's going to be so hard. And when I was, I'm going to do it, like, it took me a couple of days to actually like get back home, because there I was in my mind going, it just negative. It just felt like my whole body.
And it happens quick. It happens to the best of us. It doesn't matter who it is. It happens quick.
Yeah. And it was amazing how much the what my mind was churning up is the negative. And I was just thinking all in terms of negatives. And that mind thought of it being negative was what stopped me. It took me a couple of days to like going, okay. And I started, what I was doing was I started thinking of all the positives about it. Like, this is what it's like. And I started re-imaging it. Like, instead of like, oh, it's going to be so hard, and oh, it's so difficult, and oh.
Yeah. If that's going to enter your mind, even someone like you, who's like, you practice this on a daily basis and you teach other people, nobody's immune to this, right?
No.
You just have to work at it. And then you got to recognize as it's happening and then get on top of it and just push back. I don't know how else to say that. And
Yeah.
like you said, reframe, try to focus on how good you'll feel when the workout's over. Focus on where it's leading you. And not just the workout, like following, getting back on track with eating in a way that's going to move you towards the body you want. So, if you have a weekend off of dieting, so to speak, not that you have to diet every single day, but if you have an event where you overate and indulged with the food choices, at some point after that event, you got to get back on track to push your body towards the direction you want it to go. And you have to talk through that too. You have to have some, that the what you're going to do with the diet that day, the following day, is good, and you can enjoy it. That's not torture either. And it's fine. You had your cake and ate it too on the weekend, but now this is that's the deal you made. Okay, so that was the weekend. Now this is you got to put a bit of work in with the diet. It
Right.
doesn't mean you're going to hate eating. It's just you just have to be a little bit more mindful of how you're going to go about doing it now.
Absolutely. And that's the whole thing. I mean, I think the inertia really comes about, which I was talking about and which we're saying here, is because we start really thinking in the negatives. We it either, oh, I have to give up this food. Oh, it's going to be too hard to exercise. I don't have the time. It's too much effort. Oh, like we start, oh, I have to wake up half an hour earlier or whatever the case may be, or I'm really tired now. Like you start creating, it just seems too hard. And then you're not motivated, and you don't, and because you start thinking of how hard it is, you're not seeing a reward. So you just can lie there and create an inert kind of state because it's all the negatives coming up for you, the difficulties, the challenges. And so you really want, when you're feeling inert, to switch to whatever you can do to hang on to something, what benefits you're going to get to make that change. So you're seeing the reward of the change. So if you're not eating that cake, that's an emotional reward. And then you want to see what the emotional reward of actually eating healthy is, of eating in a way that's supporting your body versus making, helping you, making you gain weight. So you really want to, you have to switch to the benefit because our mind works in terms of rewards. So watch the negatives. And I think it's really easy not to realize how much you're churning up negatives. Like you might be thinking, oh, it's just one day. Like if I'm having I'm getting back on the bandwagon, I'll do it tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow. And not only that, but I'm not realizing when I'm like, I'm doing it tomorrow, that really in my mind, I'm making it difficult. I'm thinking of it as a negative. So you really want to be watchful of that, that you might be like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, tomorrow. But what you're really behind it is that you're just feeding yourself like a negative feeling. And if you're really attuned to your body, which I spend a lot, like your felt sense, you notice that your body kind of shuts down and a kind of resistance in your body to making the change or getting exercising or getting back into your healthy routine of eating and eating in a way that's really supporting your body to either lose the weight or maintain your weight. Then behind that is really a lot of the negative thinking, negative feelings about it and resistances, and you're doing negative associations. So pay attention to that. Be more watchful of that, because what you're doing is you're positively associating the inertia.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think of that. You're linking the positive to the doing nothing.
I can lie on the couch and eat the potato chips and eat the cake and watch TV, and boy, this feels good.
So you have to uncouple that and try to.
Laziness is feeling so attractive, so rewarding, such an escape. It's a real feel good, and that's what you're doing in your mind. You're associating all the things that are actually sabotaging you as a positive. So you're getting that emotional reward, and that's why and then the eating what you need to maintain your weight or lose your weight, exercising is becoming the opposite, negative, difficult, painful, hard, too much time, too much effort, like you're making it negative. So you want to start linking the positives. So you want to go back in your memory to like when I worked out and that really felt good, and how I feel good about myself when I exercise. I feel good about myself when I am maintaining my healthy diet or maintaining my weight or eating a way that helps me lose weight. Like, you really want to see, like, when I did that, I felt good the day. And you want to go back to your memories, make positive associations, and work at that so you can, like, break out of your mind. Because certainly that's all I did. I said, oh, I'm going into a negative zone. So in my mind, as you're walking, remembering, like I when I was walking, I was like, okay, I'm walking, I'm moving, this feels good. So that really, next day I got up, I was exercising again because I was going, this feels good. I do this because this feels good. And I got up in the morning and I did my thing and I was like, I feel good, right? And then I kept working throughout the day to remember the night before, this feels good. So I put effort into breaking the inertia, the association that it's like, it's painful, hard, tough. Oh, can't do it. Too much, you know, all that stuff that goes on in our head and that we're giving up this and giving up that and said, here's the reward. And we really do get, we break through inertia when we keep focusing on reward of the benefit.
Mm-hmm. So the key to overcoming inertia is don't focus on necessarily the effort you're going to have to put in, which it's never as bad as it.
Never.
It's never as bad as you're thinking. Like, a workout's not it's not like a sentence to hard labor. It's you know, or dieting, it's like, yeah, it takes some effort, but it's like you still get to eat food. You still eat, and most people actually eat better when they're dieting, especially the way we teach it. It's like you actually end up eating really good food.
Yeah.
You're just not necessarily constantly indulging in like, I don't know how else to say, really indulgent food. Like, not, that's not always necessarily on the plate. So it's none of it's really that bad. It's mostly in your mind.
Yeah,
you're just playing up how much worse it.
Worse.
You're imagining how bad it's going to be.
Yes,
and it's really not bad at all.
And you keep feeding yourself information. And I think that if you think of areas of control, like say you're going, oh, I'm too tired to work out today. It's too much. Mm-hmm. Then you can go, but I can modify. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have. Yesterday I was, you know, really pumped and full of energy, but today I'm really really tired. All right, then modify. Mm-hmm. Like, don't, and then the next day when you're, you know, more energized and not tired and had a good sleep, then you can do more. Like, you're allowed to make changes. So you're trying to find ways to make it palatable and manageable to you and positive. So you don't have to, like, stick yourself into, like, a box. It's like, okay, fine. I can't eat that on Sunday. So, but this is take, you know, if I want to have that, that's my Sunday to do that.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Today I'm just really this focus on, like, this food is whatever, what you are eating, if you're mindful of that food in that moment, like, this tastes good, I'm going to decorate my salad, I'm going to make it good, you know, I'm going to make it taste really good for me, I'm going to put in chicken and fruit, or, I mean, that's how I do my salads.
It's spending a little bit more time and effort and attention on it.
Exactly. And really, yeah, being mindful. So when you're eating, you're enjoying that food, whatever you're having while you're eating it, because we're not saying not to have food that you're enjoying. You were just saying be moderate and eat things that are feeding your body well and without overdoing.
And be mindful of the process itself.
Yeah. And so, without, like, excessive.
I suppose you could say when you just take your mind out of it completely, mm-hmm. you're at the whim of you're just not really choosing anymore. It's just sort of what's showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of. I mean, yeah, you might be choosing the food on the weekend or whenever you're loosening up, but the difference is, are you applying some of this thought process to, like, where's this getting me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all part of overcoming that inertia. So when you just shut off and you're just like, oh, I'm just going to eat and I don't care what it does.
Right.
That's one thing. But when you're like, well, I'm going to eat with a little bit of thought to how this goes together with my body and fitness goals. Now you've got to do a little bit. There's a little bit of mental exercise to do there.
Yes.
And that's part of overcoming the inertia. That's, like, part of what you, that's right. Like, the before you even lift a finger in the gym or exercising, there's a lot of mental work to be done.
You absolutely have to. And
it's that's not, the overcoming the inertia part's the mental work.
And that's not a one-off. As you said, that's a continuum.
Every day. It just becomes a bit easier. And as soon as you take, like, a huge break from it,
mm-hmm.
like maybe over the holidays, almost everyone's going to back off for a while there. That it's that there's that overcoming the inertia again afterwards. It doesn't take long for that to build up again.
No, it doesn't.
It could even just be a 5 or 6 day vacation where you're just sort of all bets are off, and then you get back to your routine and you're like, oh, this is unfamiliar. Like, this is all new again, even though it's only been 5 or 6 days. it really does feel unfamiliar, and then there's that sort of barrier to get back into it.
Absolutely.
So you have to put some effort into getting over that barrier. So the first step before you even do anything physically at all is the morning you wake up, then that's the morning it has you want to start all over again. You have to start thinking, okay, all the choices I'm making today have to move me towards my body and fitness goal, including your food choices and your activity choices. And that has to be a conscious act, and you have to start thinking in terms of like what is this doing for me, and
That
moving
is
me that direction.
absolutely. And you see, when you, I liked your example, like you're on vacation, you're not doing much, and you're just eating and just loosening everything up. That feels really rewarding, and that's the problem. That feels like, oh, what, I had fun. You're associating all of that, like, indulgence to reward and fun, and you're associating the discipline and the regiment and the routine as negative. And is that like, I can do whatever I want when you don't, is that feeling of rebellion? I can do what I want. I don't have to follow any kind of structure.
I think at some point it all has to be on the net positive side. There should
You
be no
have
negative to the effort, but there should also be no negative to the vacation. It should all just be one big stream. It's like it
absolutely.
all goes together, right? It's like
Exactly.
the taking the days off is all part of it. It's
Yeah,
like you did
absolutely.
all that work
Sure.
to afford time off.
Sure.
So like you're always moving forward, and the time off of dieting and the time off of even exercise, all of it. Like if you're just letting loose on the weekend, you're being two things. You're not doing any exercise, and you're eating whatever you want, however much you want. That's all part of it. So all of that is all part of the pro. It's all accepted as part of the process. So in
Exactly.
that case, when you think of it that way, there's never, well,
Yes.
hopefully you get to a point where you're not having to overcome inertia because you haven't. If you could frame it in such a way, it's like, well, I never took a break. That was part of the plan. That was like scheduled in, so to speak.
Right. And if we're thinking about in the context of like eating for emotional reasons, so if you're overeating or overindulging because you're feeding your emotions, or you're having a bad day and you're eating and you're overindulging, then the next day that inertia can come back, can really take a part, play in it, in terms of, because of course that reward at that moment of just feeding your emotions, like
Well,
an
yeah.
addiction, so you want to break. So the way to keep breaking out of that is repetitively, right, really finding the positive association and the reward to that change, because otherwise the other will constantly be like, that feels better.
Yeah, you got to get out of the black and white thing. All of it has to be the same.
Yeah, and you got to get out, like, you have to find new ways to understand this as rewarding.
Yeah.
This kind of lifestyle is rewarding, and you have to work every day at finding that association. Like, what reward is it? I feel really positive about myself when I take care of my body and take care of my.
Yeah, and it is and the better you get at that, and the more consistent you get at that, the times off, you won't feel the desire to overdo it as much,
No.
because that'll cease to feel like as big of a reward.
Exactly. And I one thing what I always talk about is like the preemptive training, changing your mindset from the beginning, not waiting till the end. That, like, say when I was like going into, going back, getting back on the bandwagon kind of thing, changing my mindset before, like, the positives. And when I was done my first day, I was like, that feels great. And the day I was like, you know what I mean? You're thinking about, this felt good, and taking care of me feels good, and doing this is good. So my mind paid attention to that. Like, that was good. That was good. It felt good. So that really got me, like, back in routine, and no problem, back in routine. You know what I mean? I'm back there. And because I am associating that as a reward, and this is making me feel good, and I'm taking care of me, and this feels good. And that's what you want to really keep bringing your mind to and training your mind to, the constant reward of what it is to be taking care of yourself. That's what's rewarding. And that, yeah, you're right. You have moments where you kind of just let go, and that's cool, and that's fine, and that's a reward too. But you don't want, but you're getting through your inertia when you associate that kind of caring for yourself on your routine, your fitness routine, you're maintaining a balanced diet.
Well, the goal is to arrive at a point where they were like it's rewarding to be on the routine.
Exactly. And but you have to work for that.
Yeah, you have to work. It's zero work, and it's super simple for A big bowl of pasta and a glass of wine to be the reward every day. And then follow that up with ice cream. That's easy. And to never work out. That can, but we all, most of us don't feel too good after that either.
We don't feel good. That's the whole thing.
It's just a temp, it's a temporary hit, but it doesn't help. So,
No, exactly. It's like any addiction.
but it takes zero effort, right? And
Zero
the
effort.
only thing you have to deal with is how kind of it just doesn't feel too good after you do it, but in the moment you can
In
kind
the
of
moment,
zone out.
yeah.
So the real effort is to try to switch your mindset to feeling the positive benefit reward associated with being on the program and moving forward. And then the if you and that takes effort, but it's effort worth putting in
Yes.
to the point, and like you said, it's you have to find ways to reframe it to the point where that's feeling like the reward. Then that helps break down that inertial barrier. And then when you do have moments off the program, you know, moments where you're just like we said on vacation, it won't feel so black and white. That won't feel so foreign. It starts to feel part of the program too. And you also, as you get good at this, you don't go too far off track because you
No.
start sensing like, well, but that's a little bit away from my goal. And then it doesn't feel good. Like you switch it so straying too far starts feeling bad, not good.
Exactly, and then that bowl of pasta and that ice cream and stuff does not like it's not rewarding. It's actually
I mean, the idea is to get to the point where the inertia is to go do that. Like
that's right.
you want an inertial barrier in front of that, not in front of your program.
And then if you're hanging around with people who are like, oh, too hard, too tough, oh, you really want to just not engage in that kind of self-talk or social talk, like work.
Well, yeah, I mean, we haven't even talked about protecting psychic space, but that's another huge thing to this is if you're faced with that, obviously you're going to have to do something about changing who you associate with or how you associate with them in those instances if they're pushing you that direction. That's a trump card. It's like it's hard to fight against that when everyone's pushing you in a direction, so you have to not put yourself in those situations.
Exactly. And but it does start with how you're feeling about yourself and thinking about
Right.
yourself.
Yeah.
And so really to our because we're targeting inertia, really focus on changing the mindset about what's rewarding. Inertia is not rewarding. It's just keeping you stuck in the place where you're not going to like yourself. Then you feel crappy about yourself and wake up, start not liking yourself, not liking your body, not liking how you look and how you feel about yourself. You're just not going to like you with inertia. You're actually really engaged in your process and your routine and the program, you're going to feel stronger and more in control of yourself. And that's the reward.
Yeah, so
Not
basically
all
we're
the other good stuff.
yeah. So yeah, it's a little bit easier said than done, but it's worth the effort.
Yeah, absolutely. We keep saying you got to work at it. And so if you find yourself doing well and then suddenly next week you're inert, we're not saying, this is normal. It happens. Everybody goes through it. I'm sharing my story. I go through it. John goes through it. We all go through it. So you don't have to feel alone. What you want to say is, this happens. Let me pull through it. And this is how I'm going to pull through it. So you're going to have it.
You just get back on the wagon and run the next play. You just keep going.
But you have to find that pattern of how to break it. And you do that through that changing of the mind and
And
work.
by the way, this is what every successful person does in every walk of life. They just get back on the wagon.
Absolutely.
They fall down and get back up
Yeah.
constantly. Like
And that's
nobody's just like not it's not simple for anybody.
No, it isn't. It
Like
really is, and I, which I always say, but the reward is greater than the effort. Like it really is rewarding to make these changes and to keep this routine going. And you do that emotional reward that you're going to get from that will be your driving factor. And that's but you have to train it. You have to develop it. And then and that's how it's easier to just keep breaking through the inertia when it comes.
Yeah, but it's like always there for everybody. So it's
It's
not
always
you're
there.
not
So
the
you're
only
not
person.
alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have to find ways to cope with it and manage it and
Well,
overcome
if you just think of it another way around, do you think anybody who's successful with with their body or with anything else in life, do you think they got there by just putting no effort forward and sitting around eating cupcakes?
it. No.
Do you think that's how a successful anybody like that? That's not the answer to anything. So, that's just. I mean, I don't know if it needed to be said that bluntly, but
No,
that's
it's yeah,
it,
no,
it's the, and it's the and, but the thing is, the option to do that is there for all of us all the time, no matter how far along we are. The option to just do nothing is there
give up,
all of the time.
absolutely, to give up and to not persevere and to not break
Yeah.
through inertia.
Yeah.
And you're right, it's in every walk of life, we're going to meet it. It's challenging, it's tough. Are you going to fold or are you going to push through? And what we're saying here is the technique to push through is to start to do a positive association to the change rather than to just stay stuck in negative association.
Yeah.
A negative association to the change and a positive association to the inertia.
Yeah. So, and a positive association to the movement forward, anything you can think of. We can't tell you what it is. You just have to come up with one, and you might have to come up with stuff every day.
Exactly.
So you can revisit the same thoughts every day, but you will have to revisit or come up with something to get you to move forward. And like we said, that process becomes simpler. And I'd say over the years,
it does 100%.
Yeah, I'd say over the years, I've gotten to the point where the barrier is a lot lower.
Yeah,
100%. I can't say that I have a force pulling me to the gym or pulling me to do any of this where it's literally just going to happen, but it's a, like, instead of being a mountain, now it's a speed bump. It's pretty easy to step over it. But that took time to get there.
I agree. And it does. The more you train yourself, the more you practice, you get more accustomed. And it's true. It's not like this tough, hard thing. It becomes easier and easier. You have the techniques down pat. You will recognize the inertia more easily, like, oh, well, I'm going into that mindset. Oops. And you pull yourself out. Like, you know how you play tricks with yourself, and you're able to break the pattern. You know, what really, a long time ago, I met an Olympic gold medalist, and he said to me, you know, it's really hard to get to the gym. I mean, he goes every day, granted, but he was like, and I thought, well, if this super being, so to speak, I'm just a mere mortal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He has a hard time, then what about me? And that really broke it, like, because I realized this is normal.
Yeah. Even the best of the world, even the genetically gifted who can win a, not just go to the Olympics, win a gold,
you know.
Which puts him in such a rare category, and even he has trouble.
And he goes, it's hard to get to the gym. And he's like, in the summertime, I just get out and jog, you know, and I'm like, really? So it's like, this is your whole life dedicated to this stuff, and you spent your whole life in discipline, and you have a struggle. But a mere mortal like me. So when I had those feelings, I was like, this is normal.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna buy into this.
Yeah.
Let's just push through, because I think that's it. You have to, like you said, it's normal. Everybody goes through it. Even the best of the best and the greatest of the greatest and the superior beings. It's tough for them.
Mm-hmm. So it's totally normal for it to be tough for you.
And it's just
who chooses.
Yeah, and you would think like a gold medal, like, hey, ultimate reward, but it's for us to kind of, and it's to self-regulate, and it's empowering. And I, the one of the greatest rewards for me, I find, and for anyone who does it, and then I'm sure you'll say the same thing, John, is that you feel more empowered. The other way, you feel like you're not living your power, but when you do it, you feel stronger about yourself, more confident about yourself, and you feel more empowered because you're able to take charge of your life rather than these impulses controlling you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is the steering wheel in your hand, or are you just a passenger?
Exactly. And it's really great to feel empowered. And you do take those skills into every area of your life.
Oh, yeah, and it's definitely transferable. Like, once you overcome this inertia, you'll notice yourself taking action elsewhere where you were kind of frozen in place.
Absolutely.
And it just bleeds into other areas for sure. And lots of people that we've worked with have seen that and reported back that it's almost like a series of dominoes falling, and then they just start acting on things they've been putting off for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they start realizing, man, there was no reason to put that off. Like, it wasn't as big of a deal as they thought. It's never as big of a deal as you think.
No, because and you're training your mind to see it differently. And once you start that mind training, you're making holistic changes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that's a good place to leave it.
Perfect. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Nicola. So for Nicola Bird, I'm John Barman, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.